Excuse me. I'm coming in. Thank you so much for holding the elevator, mister. Sorry, I'm out of breath from just running. How embarrassing. Floor three, please. I just moved in. You're floor three too? What a coincidence. I'm Bunny, by the way. Nice to meet you. I know your name already. No, we haven't met before, but, how do I know your name? This is embarrassing to admit, but, the person you were talking to before you got in, I was just waiting around the corner, because I didn't want to interrupt your conversation, and I heard her say your name, and that's how I know your name. So, yeah. Sorry, you must be creeped out. Think I'm a stalker or something. What is... Oh, no. Don't panic. Is it stuck? Is the elevator stuck? The lights went out and everything. That was quite a surprise. I'll press the emergency button. They're sure to have someone come straight away. Say, could you put your light on? I can't. I haven't got my phone on me, so I'm afraid I'm useless in that sense. Thank you so much. Say, isn't that a fairly new phone? I was thinking of getting the same one. Is it good quality? Yeah. Oh, could I see some photos? I like photography, so it's crucial that the phone I get has good quality camera. And, yeah. You will? Thank you so much! Whoa, you take really cool photos. Say, do you want to take a picture together? Only because, you know, the front camera too, I need to see the quality of that. It has a flashlight at the front. Yeah? Good. Okay, here, I'll pose with you. Cheese! You smell so good. Is this a new cologne? I mean, is this a new cologne on the market? I was wondering for myself. Although it's quite a masculine smell. I am. For my dad. His birthday's coming up. That's it. Yeah. I didn't mean you switched your cologne to a new one, because I don't know what you smell like before. The photo, yeah, let me look at it. I look really weird. I'm not that photogenic. I am. You're so kind. I have to say, I wasn't expecting to spend my afternoon stuck in an elevator, but I don't mind that much. Do you? Say, this is kind of like a porn situation, isn't it? A man and a girl stuck in an elevator together with nothing else on their time. Even though it's dark, I can see you blushing. I'm only joking, you know. Unless you want me to put you in a dangerous situation where I unbuckle your pants. I'm joking, you know. You don't have to look so flustered. pervert? I'm not a pervert. I was just joking around, you know, like people do. You know. I really don't want to come off weird, but after we get the elevator going again, would you wanna maybe come back to my place? I've got wine, and I'm a really good cook, so if you wanted to eat something, I could make it for us. I'm not trying to flirt with you, obviously not, but I'm just a straightforward person, you know? I just want what I want. And you are in those books right now. Say, you're really, really close. In such a tight space, I really just wanna... Sorry, I'm being worried again. So, but, you will come, won't you? I'll make your favorite. I know your favorite. I know all your favorites. You like the color red, don't you? I like it. I've got lingerie that's red. Maybe you want to inspect me in it. Hey, do you want to kiss me? Yeah? You do, don't you? You're staying silent, but your facial expression, even though it's dark, I can see you looking up and down my body. I know you want me. And that's okay, because I want you just as bad. Here. Hey, you don't push people off you. What? I'm pushing my boundaries? What are you saying? Isn't it every man's fantasy to get pushed up against the elevator and have a hot girl make out with him? Or maybe you just want me to drop down and suck your dick straight away. Is that it? What, you're staying silent now? Say, senpai, I don't want to be dangerous with you because I think you have such a pretty face and personality, but I want what I want. So, you will let me kiss you again, okay? Oh, you're such a good kisser. Really, I really like you. I've been staring at you for a long time now. Not just in this elevator. Say, senpai, I've known your name longer than when that girl said goodbye to you. I've known you for a very long time. And I also know that girl. You're interested in her, aren't you? Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you'll no longer be seeing her. What? Because you're my boyfriend, obviously. We're in love, senpai. You just don't see it yet. Here, your body knows what it wants. But, I want to save myself for when we get married, you know? Oh, my kitten. I'll let you ravish me and fuck me in my bedroom as soon as this elevator starts. Hell, I'd even let you fuck me in this elevator. Oh, senpai, won't you? Fuck. Hey, just because this elevator fucking started again doesn't mean I'm done with you. Hey. You're kidding me. Running away? Fine. Fuck. No. He's just nervous. He'll come running to me. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah, he'll have to come back to me eventually. But that girl, she lived by about 2 miles away. Yeah.
I'll find her.
I don't know what Senpai saw in her. Whenever they talk, he always smiles. And when she said bye, he smiled too. Oh, Senpai, you don't understand it yet, but we will be together. Oh, until next time, Senpai, I love you. I love you so much.